2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Chaleos, and today for Jeff Kaplan. Partly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City, 89 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Developing news on KSL News Radio. Reports that Rudy Gobert is headed out of Utah.
The Utah Jazz agreed to send the star center to the Minnesota Timberwolves. According to ESPN, the Timberwolves will send several star players, including Patrick Beverley and Walker Kessler, and 4 unprotected first-round draft picks to the Jazz between now and 2027. Gobert has spent his entire 9-year career here in Utah. He just signed a 5-year, $205 million contract in December 2020. Still has 4 years left on it. The 3-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year now joins fellow center Carl Anthony Towns in Minnesota, where he just signed a $214 million extension. Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.
There are red flag warnings starting tomorrow, meaning the weather is going to make this weekend the perfect recipe for wildfire starts.
The National Weather Service of Salt Lake says the warnings start tomorrow midday through Monday because the winds are going to be gusty, hot, and dry.
We should see gusts just a little bit over 30 miles an hour in areas, especially focused in the western valley areas across Utah south of I-80.
Meteorologist Glenn Merrill says Sunday and Monday those winds will get stronger,
where we could see local gusts approaching 45 miles per hour.
And with lots of people out celebrating this weekend, Merrill says it's extra important to be alert not to spark any fires. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Fireworks of any kind are not allowed in Park City this 4th of July. The city has also banned non-permitted open flames.
City Council adopted the prohibition on June 23rd at City Council meeting, and that was based on, you know, existing conditions and historical conditions. We've had drought conditions for the last few years. Based on current conditions, they decided that this would be an appropriate way to move forward.
The city's fire code official, Dave Thacker, says in addition to the ban, Park City is not planning any public fireworks displays this weekend. Canyons Village in Park City will have a drone show this year instead of fireworks. Our top national story this hour. The recent Supreme Court decision striking down New York's nearly century-old law limiting who can carry a concealed firearm seemed to make exceptions for sensitive locations. Now, New York legislators are moving to define those places.
New York lawmakers moving to map out places in the state where even those with permits would not be able to carry a concealed gun. On the list, Times Square and all mass transportation, including subways and buses. Guns would also not be allowed in government buildings, houses of worship, schools, libraries, public playgrounds. Also not allowed in public parks, zoos, homeless shelters, and polling places, according to the legislation. Exceptions would be made for law enforcement, active military personnel, security, and those engaging in hunting. Dave Packer, ABC News.
21 people are dead, including 2 children, after a Russian missile struck a seaside town in Ukraine.
President Zelensky calling it a terror attack against the Ukrainian people, and one Ukrainian minister suggesting today that this was an act of revenge by Russia in retaliation for Ukraine driving Russian forces off a small island called Snake Island off the south coast of Ukraine.
That is ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge reporting from Ukraine. It's day one of the trial of WNBA star in Moscow. Brittany Griner appeared in court this morning. Christine Brennan is a USA Today sports columnist who believes the timing of Griner's arrest just before the invasion of Ukraine is no accident.
Putin, who is obviously doing what he's doing, the horrors of the war in Ukraine, now realizes he has this very valuable prisoner.
2 customs officers testified today in the case. They claim they seized 7/10 of an ounce of hashish oil from Griner. A 47-year-old man was killed yesterday when the riding mower he was on rolled down a terraced wall in Riverdale. Assistant Police Chief Casey Warren says he was working at the top of the terrace.
Mowing the lawn, trimming along those rocks on the edge there, and for whatever reason, the individual's lawnmower with him on it fell off the edge.
The man's name has not been released. Over a million bees have been rescued off the side of I-80 after a truck carrying beehives crashed earlier this week. KSL News Radio's Amy Kopabe explains.
Most of the bees were killed in the crash and cleanup, but a group of local beekeepers were called in from the tow truck driver who asked for help. They found over a million bees in the area when they got there and started shaking clumps of honeybees into the hives that they were able to salvage.
The bees will now be used to bolster local hives that have been struggling during the drought. Avian flu has been detected in Daybreak. The Division of Wildlife Resources confirmed that some of the dead geese found in the area have tested positive for the disease. DWR thinks the ducks are being impacted, too. They are asking people to refrain from feeding ducks, don't touch the dead birds, and keep your pets away.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.